The Spot, written and illustrated by Holden Fry.
Hi, my name is Dot. I am a teenage ladybug with a cool and different look, and life is good. But it wasn't always that way. Life was cruel when I was younger. I used to live at the pumpkin patch at Otto's Farm until one day my parents dropped the bomb. We were moving. They told us this one day after there was a school field trip and our pumpkin was picked. Mom and Dad told me we would be moving to the sunflower garden 2 fields away. It wasn't that far, but there was one really big problem. This meant a new school. I didn't think much about it at the time. I was so focused on summer and playing with my BFF, Lucy. That night, my family slept over at Lucy's house. It was so cool. The reason Lucy is my best friend is that she doesn't mind my yellow spot, my curly antenna, or the fact that I cannot fly. The next day, my parents woke me up really early and said, "It's time to go to our new house." I did not want to go, so I ran and hid in the best hiding spot I knew. After a few minutes, I was pretty bored, so I decided to peek out of the toy box and saw my dad at the entrance of the pumpkin. He turned his head and saw me. The gig was up. I said goodbye to Lucy and her family, hopped on my dad's back, and we flew away. As I rode to our new home, I felt overwhelmed and scared. When we got to the sunflower, I waved at our new neighbor. As soon as he saw me, he turned and flew away. This isn't the first time something like this has happened to me. Many other ladybugs have been scared because I look different. Having this big yellow spot on my back has been a real obstacle, but my parents always say, "We love you, Dot. Don't let that get you down." I went into the house to look at my new room. It was big. My parents asked what I thought of the new house. "It's fine," I muttered. What I really wanted to say was, "It's nothing like my old room and the pumpkin and the neighbors don't seem very kind." That night, I laid in bed and couldn't fall asleep. My parents came in the next morning bright and early to wake me up. I put my head under my wings. I was so tired from the night before, but my parents wanted to take me to see my new school and meet my new teacher. This school is very different from my other school. It is located under a shed, not in a pumpkin. When we arrived at the school, we were introduced to my new teacher, Mrs. Moe, who seemed really nice. She showed us around and even gave me a nectar pop. Mrs. Moe was pretty cool, and I began to feel a little better about starting at a new school. The next week, school started. Surprisingly, I was pretty excited and feeling much better than I had before. When I got to school, Mrs. Moe introduced me to the class. Everyone just stared at me. One kid even jumped up and flew into the hall. Everyone else started to point and whisper. Some even laughed. My teacher told them to stop. When I got to my seat, my desk partner moved to another desk. I felt sad and excluded. That day was really hard. At lunch, I had no one to sit next to. At recess, it was boring with no one to hopscotch with. My day was terrible. When I got home, my parents asked, "How was school?" Holding back tears, I said, "It was the worst. I made no friends, and they ignored me. I never want to go back there again." My parents gave me a big hug, reminded me how much they loved me, and told me things would get better. My mom said to me quietly before bed, "Dot, as soon as everyone gets to know you, they will love you as much as we do." She kissed my curled antenna and tucked me tightly into bed. The next morning, remembering what my parents had said, I pushed through all my doubts and fears and got myself ready for school. The same thing happened again on that day, but this time there was a new kid. He took my cabbage piece and my favorite pen. I felt terrible. That day I tried to run away. I never wanted to see any of them again. I ran into a nearby clover forest, sat down under a clover tree, and cried. Once the tears stopped, I stood up and looked around. I noticed something interesting. The clover that I was sitting under had 4 leaves. It was different from all of the others in the clover forest, just like I am different from the other ladybugs. I wondered how that clover tree felt to be different from all the others. Once I felt better, I went home, told my parents I found a 4-leaf clover tree. I wasn't sure why they were so excited, but they explained to me that 4-leaf clover trees are known to bring great luck. I wasn't completely sure if I believed that, but little did I know. Indeed, my luck would start to change. It was getting late and time for bed. The next day at school, we found out that the crickets were moving into our school for 3 days. A dog had stepped on their school the day before. They needed to come and have school at our place. We had never had crickets at our school before, and I had never even met a cricket face to face. I felt very nervous. When they arrived, my teacher introduced us to them. I sat next to a cricket named Hobby. She didn't mind how I looked. She was actually really kind. All the boys were laughing and making fun of how the others looked different. When the teacher overheard how the boys were treating each other, she reminded us that our school counselor, Mrs. G, looks different too. Mrs. Moe invited Mrs. G to come and lead a guidance lesson about differences with our class. Mrs. G explained that we are more the same than we are different and read us a book. Once finished, she asked us to tell her what the story was about. The first person to raise their hand was Jack, the boy who took my pen and stole my cabbage yesterday. He replied, "I understand what you mean. Even though we look different, we all have feelings. We all have a heart. We all want to be liked and have friends, and we all just want to be happy. I wasn't really nice to Dot yesterday. I apologize for what I did." Mrs. G thanked him for being honest, and she handed him a golden sticker. The rest of that day, things were different. I actually started to get to know some new bugs, both ladybugs and crickets. Jack and Hoppy were the first two bugs I made friends with. I had two friends to sit next to at lunch and play with at recess. The next day, Jack and Hoppy told their friends how nice I was, and then they came to play too. I never thought I would make friends, yet here I am. That day, I felt a leap of joy in my heart. I felt different. I mean, I always felt different, but I realized I could finally be happy for who I am. Even though I look different, that doesn't mean I cannot make friends and be me. I am happy to be just as I am. Dot. With the one and only Spot. The end.